respect that stance, especially from a coach who's, like you said, you're going to go to bat for your players, and I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, I guess, I mean, like I said, the thing about it is we try to have one of those family-type atmospheres at Tucker that we believe that we've got to put the good Lord ahead of us, and after that, we believe that family is important, and then we're going to try to get our academic situations taken care of, then we're going to work hard in whatever aspect of football that we're concentrating on at the time, whether that's in the weight room or the football field. But like I said earlier, you know, we, as head coaches, we must do what's in the best interest of our kids, even if sometimes other people don't agree with it.
Now, finishing up here with Franklin Stevens. Coach, real quickly, what do you think about a chance at a repeat or a chance to go deep into the playoffs here?
The thing about it is, it's all about how well our team gel together. I think last year, you know, contrary to popular belief, that team was probably not as talented as the team that I inherited the year before. But one thing those kids learned to do, they learned to play well together. And that's going to be the key for us this year. When I was in Camden, that was the big thing that Coach Heron used to harp on, that he used to preach to us over and over and over. He said, you know, it's not so much about, it's great to have the talented athletes, but if a team is not going to play well together, then you're not going to be successful with that team. So the key is this year is to get this team, these young kids, experience, get them playing well together, and get them to enjoy playing together.
Head coach of the Tucker Tigers, Franklin Stevens, thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday to join us. Coach, good luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, that was Franklin Stevens, the head man at Tucker High School. And when we come back, we're going to have publisher of SouthFloridaFootball.com, Luke Stampini, on the line. We're going to talk about South Florida football recruiting and, of course, some of those players, hotbed, a lot of them coming up here to the University of Georgia and to Georgia Tech. So when we come back, we'll have so much more. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Score Atlanta, or on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
This program is captioned for the emotionally impaired.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
The Lakers survived another overtime thriller in Game 4. Now with L.A. one win from the championship, it's do or die for the Magic. The NBA Finals. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
It's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, presented by France All-Pro Athlete Management, for kids ages 8 to 18, hosted at Holy Innocence. To win tickets, listen to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, or stop by participating Walgreens locations. The Walgreens All-Star Football Camp is brought to you by Pepsi, Van Stamp, Color Shock, Pedia-Pop, Zions, Monster, PC Treasures, Hero, and RBM of Atlanta. That's the Walgreens All-Star Football Camp, sponsored by Walgreens, the Pharmacy America Trust. Smart Water is the purest, cleanest electrolyte-enhanced water for hydration that'll help your body to perform at its very best. Right now, for every 1 liter of Smart Water you purchase, a portion of the proceeds will go to Action for Healthy Kids, a nonprofit organization helping kids eat and drink well and exercise more. So pick up some Smart Water. It's an easy way to make a difference. How smart is that? Smart Water. Purity you can taste. Hydration you can feel.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in a great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways you.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy from Duffy Realty of Atlanta. Listen to me on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on 790 The Zone, and I'll tell you exactly how to get your house sold in this market or any others. That's DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com.
At 790 The Zone, we don't just report the news. We make it.
Make it.
ESPN Sports Center.
Minnesota great Fran Tarkenton appeared on Atlanta's 790 The Zone.
We're not only there.
You know, in this day and time, we have glorified the Brett Favres of the world so much.
We are the story.
All respect to the great Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, but that interview seemed like it was taken off the set of Grumpy Old Men.
We're there when sports happens. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta, as well as SouthernPigskin.com. My name is Fletcher Proctor. I'm sitting right beside Alex Ewald from Score Atlanta. If you'd like to read more of Alex Ewald, go to www.scoreatl.com. In all seriousness, though, we are talking high school recruiting, both on the hardwood, on the gridiron, on the baseball diamonds, on the tennis courts, on the golf courses, gymnastics. We cover it all. You know why? Because we are nuts about recruiting. High school recruiting. It's great. It's fun. We're going to be joined in just a minute by the publisher of SouthFloridaFootball.com, Luke Stampini. But until then, I want to get right back into what we were talking about earlier for just a second, and that would be high school recruiting in terms of basketball. You know, make the commitment. Either say you can go straight from high school to the pros, or make them commit more than 1 year, because the one and done, not really sure what it's accomplishing. Do I love the fact that these high school players do have to go to college? Yes, because selfishly, I am a college basketball fan. I love watching what Kevin Love can do at UCLA. I love watching what, even in his brief time, O.J. Mayo and Kevin Durant could do. Greg Oden and Mike Conley, that was quite a team they had up there at Ohio State. It's fun watching these players play. I love watching March Madness, and with these guys there, it makes it better. But I don't think that they're learning enough. B.J. Mullen, the kid from Ohio State, who wasn't even a starter and declared, you know what, I've been to college for 1 year, I'm 7 feet tall, I'm going to go play in the NBA. And the sad thing is, he's going to get drafted probably in the first round, and he's going to go and just going to rot on a bench somewhere, because this 1 year is not enough time. They need at least two.
Well, I think you give the kid a choice right away. If he's going to college, then he needs to know, if you make it the three-year rule, if you institute that, then that kid knows when he's making that commitment that he's staying there for 3 years. Now, a kid like Mullins, he's there for 1 year. Yeah, he's going to get drafted. He's going to get drafted in the first round, like you said, maybe even lottery. I'm not sure exactly where he stands. However, that's a kid that if he stays at Ohio State for 3 years, then he continues to develop. He continues to sort of polish his game, and he's not going to fall down the draft boards, unless, you know, an injury or something like that occurs. I really don't see a downside to keeping a kid like B.J. Mullins, who, yeah, he's going to get drafted on upside, but I don't think there's a downside to keeping him in school and having him contribute for 3 years to Ohio State University.
Wait, so you don't think he should stay in school?
I think if you need to take a kid and give him that choice, I think you should institute the three-year rule. If he commits to going to college, he knows right off the bat he's going to have to be there for 3 years.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I think that's more beneficial all around.
I mean, I think it's going to, and I hate to say it, but and because there is a right to work out there, these kids should have the right, because if you're drafted, but if you are a computer genius coming out of high school, there's no need for you to have to go to school for 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, whatever. If you get a job with Microsoft or with Apple, you should be able to go ahead and work there. I understand that. You should be allowed to do that. But I just think the quality of basketball would just be so much more improved if these kids were made to go to college. And 1 year is not going to do it. If they have to go for 3 years, all of a sudden you're going to see the NBA back to the way we would all like to see it. Why does it take Kobe Bryant and LeBron James to their sixth year to do anything? Because it would be like going to college for 4 years and then being in the league for 2 years and they make that leap. Why? Because that's when you mature. That's when you get the rules and how it works down. Very rarely do you ever see a kid go straight from high school to the pros and it work out.
Well,
do you see the one-and-done players go and they're immediately a contributor? It takes a little while to learn the game.
I like the baseball model. I really do. I think if you've got a kid that's going to get
drafted. Because there's a minor leagues. There's not one in basketball.
True. Well, there's an NBDL. And right now, you've seen it happen. You see kids go overseas. You're going to see that more and more. Brandon Jennings, the kid from Texas, I believe, who's actually planning on skipping his senior year of high school and going to play in Europe,
right?
San Diego. So, you know, the baseball model, I think, but if you take it and you put it in a basketball context, I think it works because, you know, you talk about the right to work argument. If a kid is that high on the draft boards coming out of high school, I say let him go. Let him get drafted. Let him take the money. But if he's going to commit to college, I think staying 3 years, I don't think that hurts anyone.
I think it's all about potential, though, when you get these kids that are
sure
being drafted out of high school conceivably, or you see them go to school for 1 year, and it's all on potential. It's all what they could be, what they could, what they could, what they could. I think if Marvin Williams stays in school for two or three more seasons at UNC, I'm not certain he's the number two overall pick, and the Hawks don't make that mistake, and they are able to take a Darren Williams or a Chris Paul, but they went on potential, 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 and I think you see that, wow, it just wasn't there. But they were thinking he could be, instead of saying what we know. And if you take the 3 years, which would is what I would prefer, then you know. And you don't waste of it could be. And where I have a problem is in baseball, I think the model works because there's, you know, a single A. There's a rookie league. There's a single A. There's a high single A. There's a double A. There's a triple A. You are able to take these kids out of high school and say, fine, this is sort of like going to college. You're going to play for the Birmingham Barons, okay, for 2 years, and then you're going to come up and play for the Chicago White Sox. You're going to go play for the Gwinnett Braves before you go play for the Atlanta Braves. You know, that's fine. And if basketball wants to do that, I'm all for it. Then go ahead, get these rookies and send them down there to, I guess, Gwinnett before they come to play for Atlanta and the Hawks. But there's no system like that. You're signing or you're drafting Marvin Williams. You're paying him big-time money to watch him sit on the bench and not play very well, okay? If they had been able to take Marvin Williams with a legitimate minor leagues, with a legitimate NBDL program in place, because I believe if you're in the NBDL, any team can sign you. Am I speaking out of school there? I think that's not – they're not tied in. It's not like the Miami Heat – have their own NBDL team, you know, and only Miami Heat players go there. I think anybody can reach down there.
I think there's agreements, are there not, with different NBDL franchises and NBA
franchises? I'm not up to my knowledge on NBDL, but what I'm saying is if you have a high school player, say Trey Golden, okay, the kid from McEachern, right? Say he doesn't want to go. I think he committed a while back to Ohio State. He's now backed off that and is looking around. Or Derek Favors. Say Derek Favors. He's a good example. Doesn't want to go to Georgia Tech because he might be good enough to go straight to the NBA from what they say. But no one is able to go directly to the NBA without some sort of bump in the road learning curve. Wouldn't it be great if Derek Favors could be drafted number 6 overall by the Washington Wizards, right? But instead of going and playing, getting 6 minutes a game at a record contract, you know, because they make in the millions of dollars. They're not making the minimum. They're making millions for being a lottery pick. Say Derek Favors goes to Washington and they say, you know what, Derek? This is awesome. We're going to put you in Roanoke Rapids, and you're going to play there until you're ready to go. It might be a season, but then once they go up to the NBA, that is when their contract starts.
Well, these draft picks in the NBA, they're looked at, especially the lottery guys, they're looked at it such as commodities that have to pay off. And you look at a kid like Javaris Crittenden from Georgia Tech who left after his freshman year.
I can understand. If, go get that money.
Go
That's
get the
fine.
Money, sure.
But he was not ready, and you can see it, because where is he right now? Is he on Memphis, or did he get traded to Houston? I'm not sure where he is. That's exactly right, though. If he was in the NBDL for another season, or if he had stayed at Georgia Tech for another season, maybe he's the starting point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies right now. Maybe he's the starting point guard for wherever he is right now. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying they need a minor league system, and if they did, then I would support this go to school for 3 years or go straight to the NBA. But there's no minor league system, and the NBDL is not a minor league system, regardless of what they say.
Now, and it's such a sad story with a guy like Crittenden who had such great promise. But I guess getting into his third year in the league, he's really in danger of falling off the map.
Well, because they only have the 3 year, I think, with the fourth year option, and then if you're not any good, you're done.
Right.
You're done.
You're out. So he's got a lot of learning to do in a very short period of time that it's seasoning that he didn't get in college. He got thrown into the fire in the NBA to try and win playing time on a 12-man roster and sitting on the bench. It just doesn't work.
Doesn't work. He was a one and done, but we'll see. Hey, we're going to take a quick break on Score Atlanta's official visit, and when we come back, we're going to have Jeffrey Whitaker. This guy is 6'3", he's 285. He's got offers from both the in-state schools. He's got offers from down south in Florida, Florida State, Clemson, California, Auburn, Tennessee. Any school, basically, that you want, he's got an offer from. Jeremy Whitaker, when we come back. Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
There's nothing like Monday morning and mayhem. How about a look back at the Stanley Cup Finals, NBA on Sunday night, Tommy Hansen's first road start, and Chris D'Amino with his homemade recipe for guacamole. Monday morning's mayhem.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
And so we plan to launch 5 space shuttles tomorrow.
Excuse me.
me.
Yes.
Why five shuttles?
Well, we have five astronauts.
Right, but why not just put them all into one space shuttle?
Five people in one vehicle.
Wouldn't that cost less?
Sometimes carpooling just makes sense. In fact, more and more people are doing it because carpooling can save you thousands of dollars a year on gas and car expenses. And it helps keep dangerous pollutants out of the air we all breathe. Right now, if you start carpooling, you can earn $3 a day, up to $100 from the Clean Air Campaign. For details, call the Clean Air Campaign at 1-877-CLEAN-AIR or visit cleanaircampaign.org. That's cleanaircampaign.org. The Clean Air Campaign. Less traffic, cleaner air.
Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? Stop by the electronics department at Walmart today and pick up a TomTom XL325 for just $149. It's the GPS that's as easy to give as it is to use. And with its extra-wide touchscreen and clear spoken directions, Dad'll be every bit as good at finding the best way to go as he always assumed he was. So grab the new TomTom XL325 today for a great low price you'll only find at Walmart.
Smith's Old Bar, known for the best musicians and the greatest music fans under one roof, also has a few other things that you should know. Smith's Old Bar has an extensive menu and literally one of the best burgers in Atlanta. And every Thursday night, going into Smith's, where you can enjoy the world-famous Fox Brothers Barbecue. Besides the music venue upstairs, they have a large game room filled with pool tables and pool sharks looking for a game. And, of course, poker. While you're there, enjoy a cold Red Stripe or Bacardi Bomb at great low prices and get qualified for VIP tickets to the Red Stripe Midsummer Music Festival in Inman Park. Smith's Old Bar has live music nightly, and our two featured acts coming up are Dirty Sweet on Sunday, June 14th, and Grayson Caps and the Stump Knockers Thursday, June 18th. Tickets are only $10 in advance for each show and can be purchased at TicketAlternative.com or Smith's Old Bar. Come to Smith's, where the best musicians and greatest music fans live. And remember, get registered for your VIP Red Stripe and Bacardi Midsummer Music Festival tickets. Ask your server for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
The boys of summer, your Atlanta Braves, are closing out the month of June with the hottest homestand of the year. If you're heading down to Turner Field to watch the Braves take on the Yankees or the Red Sox, be sure to hold on to your ticket stub and head over to Stats after the game for a free appetizer. Stats is the perfect place to head after the game for a cold beer and a free appetizer. The Atlanta Braves, Stats, and a free appetizer. Now that's a 5-4-3 triple play.
Football always lives here.
Turner and Norwood behind it. It's a pitch. This is Norwood running wide. He needs a block. Claybo helps into the land of milk and honey. Touchdown, Jarius Norwood.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Strike up the band. Score latest official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Wes Durham got me in the mood right there. You can strike out the band. Of course, the voice of the Yellow Jackets, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone because we are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Not Wes Durham. My name is Fletcher Proctor, sitting alongside Alex Ewalt. We call him the A-Train, and we are talking everything that is high school recruiting. And we are on the line right now, though, with one of the biggest men I've ever spoken with in my life, Warner Robins, Jeffrey Whitaker. Jeff, thanks for joining us today, buddy.
Thank you. How you been doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. And don't say Northside Warner Robins, right? You are Warner Robins.
Oh,
no Northside. Yeah, that's like an insult, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I won't go there. Alex was trying to get me to say he's from Northside. I said, this gentleman, he's 6'3", he's 285, he's huge, he could crush me, he could drive up 85 or 75 and just destroy me. But anyway, let's get serious now. Jeffrey Whitaker has offers from Auburn, from Cal, Clemson, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Tennessee. Wow, sounds like everybody in the world wants you, and for good reason, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think it is for a good reason.
All right. And Georgia, you and Rodney Gardner, the defensive line coach up there, you've got a good relationship. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He's a pretty good guy. We got a pretty good relationship. I've been knowing him. Georgia was the second college to offer me. So, you know, I've been knowing him for a good little while. That was back in my sophomore year. So.
And it's not just playing between the hedges that maybe piques your interest about Georgia. There's some certain non-football aspects, right, that you like about Athens?
Yeah, it's a fun place, you know what I'm saying? It's the recruiting part is football, but you're not going to do football forever, you know what I'm saying? Football is going to be a lot of time, but it's going to be the time you want to go out and have fun, and Athens is pretty good. For that.
No, I hear you, man. I spent 4 years there. I almost had too much fun, but I'm right there with you. Now, you also have Clemson and USC talking to you. Is that correct? Or not USC,
yes.
UNC. Well, maybe USC too, but you got to like Butch Davis, and do you like what Dabo Sweeney's doing up there with Clemson?
Oh, yeah. You know, Clemson was the first school to ever offer me a scholarship, and I know Coach Sweeney, you know, when Tommy was in Coach Tommy Bowden was there, but I like the stuff he's doing up there. And UNC, you know, they look like Coach Davis trying to make another Miami University or something up there. So
he'd probably like to have a Jeffrey Whitaker on his team.
Oh yeah.
Now, Jeffrey, a lot of recruits come on our show and talk about the allure of the SEC, and you definitely got your share of offers from that conference, got a couple ACC offers as well. But talk about the two conferences. Is there that allure for you wanting to go to the SEC, play in front of those huge crowds, or are you going to look outside that conference, maybe to the ACC, maybe even beyond?
Well, you know, the SEC is by far the best conference. And, you know, like, to me, it's the best conference from, D-line and offensive line. You know, up front, you know what I'm saying? You're playing against a lot of big boys and good boys. But to decide the college where I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to just think outside the box a little bit. I'm going to, you know, just look around, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lifetime decision right here, so. I'm going to look around just in California, you know, Oregon. If the best the best place that fits me, that's where I'm going to go.
So you're definitely, you're open to leaving the state of Georgia. Like, that's no big deal for you. Hello?
What'd you say?
I was just saying the possibility of leaving the state, that's no big deal. We've talked to some recruits that say, oh, I was born and raised in Georgia. I'm going to live here in Georgia, play ball here, and I'm probably going to die here in Georgia. Like, whereas you, though, you have no problem with maybe going 3,000 miles away from home.
I have no problem, but it's going to be hard. Now, let's put that in. It's going to be hard. Like I said, it's got to fit me. But, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because if I go to Oregon, I haven't been there yet, you know, California, you know. And if the perfect spot, yes, I go there. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, that if I do leave the state, you know, it won't be too far. But I'm still going to have my options open for the Californians and Oregon and Arizona. You know, the places that offer me, I'm still going to
I got you. I hear you.
Now, what are your summer plans, Jeffrey? What are you doing to get ready for your senior season? What are you doing workout-wise, trying to either work on your body or work on your game? What camps are you looking at? Visits you want to take? What's your summer shaping up like?
Well, June is strictly training. It's strictly just training. You know, the whole summer is basically training, but June is strictly. I've been down here in Fort Valley training with my trainer. You know, we've been doing like 4 days. You know what I'm saying? I've been starting. We in the weight room around about 6:30. So we've been working on that. I know drop 13. You mentioned earlier 285. That's been a minute ago, man.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm around 310 the right way though. I'm a pretty good looking 310. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get. My goal is by the end of the summer. Well, by the end of these next two weeks, I'm gonna be down here. So I'm gonna probably lose about 10 more pounds. So be at the perfect 300 or something like that. That's been it for just June. Is going to be training. July is going to be more of a, you know, go out and visit some colleges. Like I got Alabama in mind and Auburn in mind, and you know, I just haven't thought of the other ones yet. You know, I probably have about two more in mind that I'm thinking I'm gonna go to for the weekends of July. You know, and getting back with the team and working out, and you know, just concentrating on this big season. I got a big year and all, so big year of season wise, big year of signing wise, and all this and that, and at the same time keeping up my grades. So that's it right there.
Score Atlanta's official visit. We were being joined by Jeffrey Whitaker from Warner Robins. He corrected me, 6'3", about 3'10" right now. It sounds like you could go out on the football field tomorrow and start on a defensive on the defensive line. And I mean, is that your goal? You want to be maybe a starter from day one? Is that going to impact where you go?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, if I'm not starter, I'm not coming here, you know, nothing like that, because I think that's a big transition. Would I be ready for it? Yes, I think I'm ready for it. But, you know, I don't want a red shirt. That's something I don't want to do. I think I want to have some PT, some playing time coming into my freshman year, if not started, you know, because I'm working hard. It's hot. I'm in the sun. I'm running. I'm working on just the little things, and you know, just working hard, man. Put it on the line, because you know, these schools give me an opportunity. So that's all I ask for anyway: a fair chance and an opportunity.
Well, the reason I ask is you had that relationship with Rodney Gardner, and I'm sure he's put a bug in your ear saying, you know, we're losing Geno Atkins and Jeff Owens and Cade Weston after this season. We'd like to plug you right in. Is that factoring in your decision at all?
Yeah, it's factoring in my decision. But the biggest thing about that is that lucky for a lot of D linemen like myself, the year 2010, that's the year for D linemen, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is looking for D linemen, you know what I'm saying?
I hear
you. Because you can look at it, some people can have 20 offers, but it's probably like 5 legitimate schools they could go to. So, you know what I'm saying? But this year, it's like pretty much everybody have offered me. They're looking for D linemen, you know. So this is the perfect year for D linemen. I understand that, what's going up there in Athens. And so, you know, but we'll see. We'll see how they go, how many people they're going to bring in and at my position. And we'll see. We'll see. I still got my eyes on that, no doubt.
Now, another defensive lineman from your area. Obviously, we talked about the rival school, Avery Jones from Northside, over at Athens right now.
Oh, yeah.
The possibility of joining him, do you have you had any contact with him? What do you think about what he's doing over there and perhaps being another Warner Robins guy in Athens?
Well, I knew Avery a little. We wasn't like close. You know, I met Avery when he used to come to Georgia, you know, for the recruiting visits and all that stuff. But and I know him because, you know, he's just like right down the street from me, from high school I played. But if I get a chance, if Georgia do be my decision one day and get a chance to play with Avery, that'll be good, you know, because I saw him up close and personal what he did in high school. So, but and another person from Running Robins, I guess I could say, but you know, I'm originally from Macon, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just moved down here, 2 years ago since I've been playing football. So, but I think it'll be a good thing for the school, but you know, it'll be all right. I don't know if I make that decision yet. It'll be great playing with him. If I don't, it'll be great seeing him play, you know. So, it's kind of up for grabs.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be training in June. You're going to be visiting in July. Does that leave any time to commit before the season, or you think you're going to wait till after the season to announce your decision?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to wait.
Going to wait. If you could give us do you have like a list of maybe top four or a top five right now as of June the 14th at 3:35 p.m.?
Well, you know, I really don't have a top, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You want to see everywhere first, probably, right?
What'd you say?
I said you probably want to see everywhere first before you make a decision like that.
Yeah. I just want to see it. I'm a basic guy, man. I'm going to see what I see, and some I'm not going to be interested in, some I am. Because I don't want to list it, because some could be closed and this and that, but right now it's like all up for grabs. So I just trying to, you know, just take the business trip because that's all it is, really. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you.
Nice little business trip. That's all.
Well, Jeffrey Whitaker from Warner Robins, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to join us, and good luck with your training and good luck next season on the football field, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you. We hope to hear from you soon. Jeffrey Whitaker from Warner Robins, big-time recruit, going to go somewhere and make somebody very happy. Tell you what, when we come back, we've got a wide receiver that could make either Urban Meyer or Mark Richt very happy. We'll hear from him and so much more. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Super Bowl champ and former Bulldog Hines Ward.
And that Ravens game was like just a battle, as it was all season long. The bounties, the bad blood. How nasty is it when you guys hook up?
It's always nasty. No love lost. You know, after the game, I'm pretty sure, you know, Ed Reed's not inviting me out to come out here to his house or whatnot.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Stakey here with GoGo in-flight internet, now on select flights in and out of Atlanta. Set up your GoGo account before you fly by logging on to GoGoInFlight.com. Visit GoGoInFlight.com today.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. You know, now more than ever, Aaron's is there for you. When you do the math, nobody beats Aaron's. And if you're looking for an edge because the bills are piling up or you're just going crazy with the economy the way it is, Aaron's will work with you. First off, you got to find one. Go to ShopAaron's.com and find the store locator and go get there. And then you shop around too and you'll see that Aaron's will beat the competition. And they've got the flexibility of leasing to own 12, 18, or 24 months. Aaron sells more TVs than anybody. Right now, an unbelievable deal on a 47-inch 1080p LCD flat panel TV. It's a beautiful looking TV, and you can get it right now for $109.99 on a 24-month lease, and that's the guaranteed lowest price in town, too, from JVC. These are name brands, like a 47-inch Philips 1080p LCD for $194.99 on a 24-month lease, or again, the best price in town. So remember, guys, now more than ever, Aaron's is there for you. And not just TVs, too, guys. They've got bedroom sets, living room furniture, major appliances, heck, from Xboxes to riding mowers, Aaron's is going to wipe the floor with the competition. The best quality, the best price, and the best terms of lease. Now more than ever, nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
It's the Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest, Saturday, June 20th at Candler Park. Enjoy live music all day long, featuring Jupiter Coyote, Rusted Root, and Guster. The day will kick off with the Vitamin Water 5K starting at 10 a.m. And then the festival will start rocking at 12 noon with live music, the Sam Flax Artist Market, an interactive kids area, and Go Green area. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is an all-ages event, and entry is free. Free. Those 21 years of age and up will have an opportunity to buy a wristband to drink, with proceeds benefiting the Candler Park Neighborhood Organization and park improvements. Don't miss the Music Festival of the Year. For more information, visit MidsummerMusicFestival.com. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is presented by Bacardi, Geico, Dave FM, Taco Mac, Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership, and 790 The Zone.
Get out and play with Club Sport. Atlanta's largest recreational sports league is taking teams now for your favorite sport, including basketball, flag football, softball, soccer, sand volleyball, golf, and cornhole. Don't have a team? Sign up as a free agent. Men's and co-ed divisions play at locations throughout Atlanta. Club Sport is Atlanta's sport and social group with over 10,000 participants each year on 1,200 teams in 120 different leagues. Club Sport also offers Braves, Hawks, Thrashers, and Falcons trips, happy hours, tournaments, and other social events for its players. Club Sport is powered by Michelob Ultra, so after the game, you can visit our friends at Mellow Mushroom, Hudson Grill, Stout, Irish Pub, ESPN Zone, Vickery's, and Cheyenne Grill. If you're the hardcore football type, sign up for the 7th Annual NAFA Flag Football National Championships on June 6th and 7th. Teams from around the country will compete for cash prizes. Summer League registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
790 MVPs, want to escape to the beautiful Watercolor Resort this summer? Then become a member now and register online only at 790thezone.com.
SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We're brought to you by SouthernPigskin.com as well as SCORE Atlanta. You can check them out, www.scoreatl.com. You can read stuff that I write and put on there. I'm literate. How about that? You can also read what Alex Ewalt puts on there. We're hopefully being joined in just a second by Pahokee, or Pahoke, for Pahokee. Wideout Chris Dunkley, not sure how you pronounce it. We've got six people in the studio and six different pronunciations of how you say Pahokee.
I'm going with Pahokee. Pahokee. And I'll make a bet that that's correct.
Okay, we're going to hopefully have Chris Dunkley, the 5'10" wide receiver, join us in just a second. This kid, he's up in Athens, so he might be in a meeting right now with Mark Richt, in which case, as a Georgia fan, I will let it slide. But he's been in Athens all weekend. We're hopefully going to hear him talk about the visit and the coaches. He's been considered a Florida lean with Coach Urban Meyer. And if I tell you what, if he doesn't sign with Urban Meyer, he can buy a seat in 37F. But honestly, Chris Dunkley, we're going to hopefully have him in just a second. And he can come on here and talk the recruiting game. This is one of Scott Janovitz, by the way, one of his favorite players in the entire country, Chris Dunkley.
Well, Scott being right around the general area, sort of the northeastern Florida area. And actually, Georgia's getting a little bit more familiar with guys from around that general geographical area, the Everglades region. Rantavius Wooten coming over this year and this year's recruiting class from that area. And, they're definitely going after a good one here with Chris Dunkley, a real speedster. Got offers from all over the place. USC offered. He's definitely entertaining the option to go and play in Los Angeles with quarterback Matt Barkley over there. A lot of other schools definitely in on him.
Yeah, he got that big offer from Southern Cal, which is very exciting. And he doesn't sound like he's, from what we've heard, we did, of course, a pre-interview earlier this week. And, you know, he's talking about Doc Holliday, who was a former coach at Florida, who's now up, of course, with West Virginia. So he is not opposed to leaving the state of Florida. Obviously, he's in Athens right now. This guy is a big-time recruit. We hopefully will have him on the line. But let's talk a little bit about other players, you know, that are from the state of Florida, maybe coming up and leaving the state. You've got Eduardo Clements, the running back from Booker T. Washington High School in Florida. He's looking at Miami, Florida State, Georgia. This guy's 5'11", you know, so he might be a little scat back. And Booker T. Washington High School has put out a ton of players. I believe that's in the Miami area. So Miami, the Hurricanes usually have a pipeline to Booker T. High School, not to be confused with Booker T. here in Atlanta. But, you know, he might have the lean towards the Hurricanes, but Georgia chasing him hard.
Definitely that Washington program down there, considered one of the top programs in the country, along in with Miami Northwestern in that Miami area, which those two schools produce just ridiculous amounts of prospects every year. I think it was either the last recruiting or the recruiting class from a year ago for Miami where they signed all of seven Miami Northwestern prospects. So those schools really churn out the great players.
Yeah, speaking of Booker T. Washington in the Miami area, you've got Quentin Dunbar. That kid's 6'3", and he's thought to be a Florida lean, but Georgia trying to make a late push to steal Dunbar out from under Urban Meyer and Booker T. Washington High School. You've also got Ivan McCartney, no relation to Paul. Georgia offered him back in April. He's going to be a nice receiver, a possession receiver, I believe is what they say. You also take a look at Tony Grimes, the Hollywood Hills cornerback, just got the offer from Georgia. And also he was in Michigan recently out there with Rich Rod, taking a visit up there. So, I mean, you've got these kids in Florida, Mark Richt invading the Sunshine State, the speed state, they call it, trying to get some, saying Georgia players are good, but Florida players are fast. Let me go bring some of those guys up, put them on my defense, just like Urban Meyer's doing.
Yeah, really trying to get into that Florida pipeline, get some more wide receivers out there, just add to their great classes of the last few years, which we talked about on this show. And really talking about Georgia Tech, that's not really one of their go-to areas, the Miami, South Florida area, but there is one player that sort of popped up, and it seems to be a good prospect that the Jackets are in on, and that's Keon Payne, a cornerback from Fort Lauderdale, like a three-star guy on scout.com, a pretty good prospect who's looking at Tech, and maybe they can start something in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area by landing a guy like Payne.
You always like to land a guy named Payne. You never want Payne going against you.
Never want him to land on you.
But anyway,
oh boy.
And taking a look also, Georgia not just going after these kids for 2010, you know, and when we say Georgia, we also mean Georgia Tech and Florida and Florida State and all those guys. But there are several guys in the 2011 recruiting class that Mark Richt and Rodney Gardner already have their eye on. Teddy Bridgewater, he is an athlete from Northwestern, a school you mentioned just a minute ago. He says that Georgia leads for his services. Don't know if he's going to – he plays quarterback, I believe, on the high school level, but don't know if they're going to switch him over to wide receiver, maybe a scat back running back, maybe throw him in the defensive secondary. You've got Kelvin Benjamin, a wide receiver from Glade Central, which is the same high school as Rantavious Wooten. And apparently this Benjamin kid speaks highly of the University of Georgia program, likes Mark Richt and company. And then you have Nick O'Leary, who is a tight end from Dwyer, whose father played at the University of Georgia. So Georgia in the running for some kids in 2011, at least according to our good buddy at SouthFloridaFootball.com, Luke Stampini. So there we go.
Definitely a great-looking group of kids they're looking at for 2011 down there. You talk about the speed coming out of Florida, and Georgia's trying to tap into that. Tech's always been sort of on the more of the North Florida side, getting a lot of good kids from Tampa in past years. And, of course, Tampa's been great to Georgia last year, getting Aaron Murray. But definitely,
and Orson Charles.
And Orson Charles, of course. Teammates, I should mention. But definitely tapping into the Florida pipeline can't hurt either program.
I certainly think not. Tell you what, we're going to take our break early because we've got Brian Jones coming back with it. Can we take a break early, Variable? Do you mind? Okay. We're going to take our break early because when we come back, Brian Jones has a top 10 list that will rival anything that Dave Letterman has on Sarah Palin. So when we come back, Brian Jones' top 10 list, the top 10 rising senior quarterbacks in the state of Georgia. My name is Fletcher Proctor alongside Alex Ewalt. This is Scott Linnett's official visit. Only on Sports Radio 790, The Zone.
When Atlanta sports icons have something to say, it all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into how a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question, Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was.
I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships, and I mean only one. 790 The Zone, first for sports.
The Lakers survived another overtime thriller in Game 4. Now with L.A. one win from the championship, it's do or die for the Magic. The NBA Finals. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
Get ready for some big news. Yes, you need to be sitting down for this. Fortunately, if you're in a car, you already are. State Farm has lowered their rates on car insurance in Georgia.
It's true. You can get State Farm's personal service for the same or less than those other guys. It's possible with discounts up to 40%. Contact an Atlanta area State Farm agent or go to statefarm.com today for a quote. Nobody can match State Farm's combination of personal service and great low rates.
Now that's big news.
Get out and play with Club Sport. Atlanta's largest recreational sports league is taking teams now for your favorite sport, including basketball, flag football, softball, soccer, sand volleyball, golf, and cornhole. Don't have a team? Sign up as a free agent. Men's and co-ed divisions play at locations throughout Atlanta. Club Sport is Atlanta's sport and social group with over 10,000 participants each year on 1,200 teams in 120 different leagues. Club Sport also offers Braves, Hawks, Thrashers, and Falcons trips, happy hours, tournaments, and other social events for its players. Club Sport is powered by Michelob Ultra, so after the game, you can visit our friends at Mellow Mushroom, Hudson Grill, Stout, Irish Pub, ESPN Zone, Vickery's, and Cheyenne Grill. If you're the hardcore football type, sign up for the 7th Annual NAFA Flag Football National Championships on June 6th and 7th. Teams from around the country will compete for cash prizes. Summer League registration is going on now at usclubsport.com. Remember, Club Sport is where Atlanta comes to play.
Smart Water is the purest, cleanest electrolyte-enhanced water for hydration that'll help your body to perform at its very best. Right now, for every 1 liter of Smart Water you purchase, a portion of the proceeds will go to Action for Healthy Kids, a nonprofit organization helping kids eat and drink well and exercise more. So pick up some Smart Water. It's an easy way to make a difference. How smart is that? Smart Water. Purity you can taste. Hydration you can feel.
Stop by Brewhouse now through June 19th
and you can win a VIP experience to Red Stripes Midsummer Music Fest, presented by Bacardi. Every night is Pint Night at Brew House. Buy a pint, keep the glass. Brew House has crazy specials every day of the week, including $5 one-topping pizzas on Mondays, and coming soon, $13 16-inch pizzas on Wednesday. Get ready for Tuesday night. It's Texas Hold'em Poker at 9. And Wednesday night, all the trivia buffs head to Brew House at 9 p.m. Come hang out on the best patio in Little Five Points for lunch and dinner, and enjoy brunch every Saturday and Sunday till 1:45 p.m. Can your appetite handle the Big Bang Challenge? 72 ounces of bangers and mash. Eat it in under 60 minutes, and it's free. And you'll get bragging rights on the Wall of Fame. Brew House at 401 Moreland Avenue in Little Five Points. Make plans to drop by to register for a VIP experience to Red Stripes Midsummer Music Fest. Brought to you by Bacardi and 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
They have a lot of potential. They just don't know any better.
They don't have that kind of potential.
Oh, yeah?
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
The official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta, as well as SouthernPigskin.com. My name is Fletcher Proctor, alongside Alex Ewald. Being joined now by Big B, Brian Jones, from Score Atlanta. Every week we have Brian in here to give us a top 10 list, David Letterman style, only not funny, of the top senior players at various positions. We had running backs. Your number one running back was Mack Brown 2 weeks ago. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's right.
And you had Storm Johnson in there. I need to take issue with that, by the way. No Ian Pemberton in that list. And another kid, a guy who's a sleeper that I'm going to try to get on the show maybe next week or so. John Lee from Appalachia. I believe he's getting some looks from South Carolina. So he's a kid that I think you're going to rue the day you didn't put him on your list.
Well, I think at the end
And you know what I did? I emailed him to say, because I followed the Appalachia program a little bit. I emailed him to say that you did not make the list. And you know what he did? He asked for the list, and he put it in his locker. And he's lifting weights, saying, Brian Jones.
Using that motivation, I like it.
Yes, that's what he's doing. Apparently, your list is far-reaching. Last week, we took care of the wide receivers, and what happened? Your number one, Derek Rogers, commits to Georgia. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
And you had number two was the kid from Gainesville, Tyler Jones?
Yeah, Taylor Jones.
And number three was
Marquise Ambles.
Marquise Ambles. Excellent. So your quarterback list, let's hear it. Run through it for me.
Oh, yeah. Coming in at number 10, we got Parker Welsh out of Wayne County, 6'3", 186. He's a good arm, doesn't get to show it off because they run a wing tee offense. He has interest in Boston College, Columbia, Georgia, and Princeton. At number 9, we got Dylan Shadix at Eagles Landing. Has a strong arm, seems to do well in the spread offense. He has interest in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and LSU. Number 8, Jameis Gunsby at LaGrange, 6'3", 210. Has good size and speed that a college coach dreams of. He's been under the radar a little bit, but Florida has made an offer to him.
All right, Brian, hang on just a sec for me. Because it's so difficult in the high school level, at least, to do quarterbacks because you have so many in the state of Georgia that run the wing tee. So it's interesting that you've had a wing tee quarterback on there.
Yeah, based on what I see on film of them, you know, in wing tee offense, you basically is just so run-oriented. But yeah. What I saw out of Parker Wells, you know, he's very accurate when he gets a chance to throw the ball, and he has a good height, so he has the ability to see the field. So that's why I put him on at number 10.
And it was a kid last year from Grayson, and we had a Grayson defensive tackle on here earlier today, but we didn't get to talk to him about it. But
right.
Tyler Horn was a senior last year, I believe, and he was a guy that wasn't asked to throw the ball a lot, but when he was, I believe it was in the South Gwinnett game because they just loaded the box and said, we are not going to let you run this wing tee and beat us. I mean, he just exploded for, I think, over 200 yards. So you take a look. These quarterbacks, they can throw it, and that's why they're on the list. I want to just clarify that because people are going, they just run the ball.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be deceived.
Yeah.
That's why they're a quarterback.
We're coming in at number 7. We got Pepperell gunslinger Jonathan Waters, 6'4", 186. He has interest in Georgia, Florida, Florida State, and Alabama.
All the big boys.
Absolutely. Number 6, Marcus Smith out of Hardaway, 6'3", 202, good size, mobility, and outsize good arm strength. He is another Georgia quarterback that's been Florida has made an offer to. Coming in, running out the top 5, Nash Nance, we know pretty well, out of Calhoun, 6'2", 200. Can stand tall. He's a tough runner, can run for that extra yard. He has committed to Vanderbilt.
That was earlier this week.
That's right, absolutely. Number 4, Hudson Mason at Lasser High School, 6'2", 190. Had a monster year last year. His completion percentage, 70%, 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns. Iowa, Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, and Georgia Southern have made offers to him.
Now, that's one guy that you know when Chip Lindsey agreed to come on over at Lassiter, that's one guy that said, thank you. Excellent. You,
oh,
between
absolutely.
He and Philip Lutzenkirk. And, I mean, they went from a plotting offense to basketball on grass, and they are just – That offense is going to be scary, especially in the second year. This kid's had 2 years to learn this offense. He is going to explode. I guarantee he's got the offers from, you know, the kind of smaller schools.
Right.
You're going to see some ACC offers coming in.
Yeah, Georgia.
Mark my words.
Yeah, Georgia and Florida are really taking a closer look at him. So probably at the end of the year, he'll probably get an offer from a bigger school.
And with the spread being so popular now in college football, I mean, he's a guy that's going to be able to run this thing.
Absolutely. Okay, coming in at the top three, Connor Shaw at a Flowery Brand, 6'2", 195. He's probably one of the best quarterbacks to throw on the run. He has great mobility. You know, of course, he's the brother of Georgia Tech quarterback Jabo Shaw. But he is going to South Carolina, who's committed recently.
Now, let me ask you this. Alex, you've had a chance to see both of them, correct? And who would you say is better? I mean, a lot of people say that Connor is probably a little bit better than Jabo. Was that a fair assessment?
Connor's a kid that can play in a traditional offense. He can play in an I-formation offense. He can play in a run-oriented offense like Tech. He's got the mobility. He's also got the size. He's a good bit bigger than Jabo. Right now, I see a stronger arm. He's a guy that could play in a variety of different offenses. I'd say Connor's got a little bit more upside than Jabo.
At some point, is Lee Shaw going to say, hey, Archie, why don't you move over? I've got two sons that are going to major D1 schools playing quarterback. No? Do you think they have to go number one overall?
They're making a name for themselves,
they
man.
Are.
They are.
All right, go ahead, Brian.
All right. At number two, Devin Burns out of Carver Columbus, 6'2", 172. He might just be one of the fastest players in the state, and he has a pretty good arm to go with it. He has interest in Arkansas, UAB, Maryland, and Mississippi State. They've obviously made offers. And coming in at number one, Blake Sims out of Gainesville, 6 feet, 170. Anytime he steps on the field, he's probably the most dangerous player. And that's why he's going to Alabama, who he recently committed to.
A lot of people asked, a lot of people said, you know, Gainesville, can they ever get it done? He put them on his back last year and took them as far as they went into the state playoffs. So you know he's hungry. With Jones out there at wideout, look for them possibly to make a run at that state title this year.
You know,
with Blake Sims in the field, they can win every ball game.
I don't know what Todd Holcomb's thinking, the rankings guru who we talked to before.
Whoa.
But I'm maybe.
Partners,
oh no, that yet yeah, no sarcasm there. Todd's great. He definitely knows what he's doing. But I'm thinking Gainesville might be my preseason number one. I've been doing the rankings the last couple years at Score ATL.
You weren't questioning
Score
Todd.
Atlanta.
No. I hope he's thinking.
He might. I don't know what he's got in his mind, how he regards his Gainesville team, but I think they've got a state title run in them.
I certainly do, too. But we want to thank everybody for making our show happen today. Score Atlanta's official visit. Variable, thank you very much. We want to thank Joel, who was in here a little bit ago. We've got Brian Jones with your top 10. What are you doing top 10 next week, Brian?
I think I'm going to do offensive linemen, whether it's tackles, guards, or centers. I'm just going to do who's the best overall offensive lineman in the state of Georgia.
Well, fantabulous. Sounds good. Thanks for coming on here today. Alex Ewalt, always a pleasure. Catch Alex at www.scoreatl.com. Myself, you can check me out there. My name is Fletcher Proctor. Also, be sure to check out one of our sponsors, southernpigskin.com, which you can hear this show re-aired on that website at any time. You can also check it out on scoreatl.com. Thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of your weekend. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4.
Football always lives here.
It's all on the right foot of number 47. Xavier Fatia from Tampa. This for the win for Florida State to upset Miami. The kick on the way. He missed it. Wide left.
First for football. 790 The Zone.
The Zone.
Wake up with the Boys of Mayhem.
Have lunch with Brandon and Wolvie and the Two Live Stew.
Drive home with the duo of Pollock and Bell.
This is WQXI Atlanta,
a big league broadcasting company.
Interleague baseball, the Yankees just converted a two-point conversion. It's now 15-0. The Yankees pounding the Mets. Johan Santana started this game, gave up 9 runs. A.J. Burnett will get the win, and he hasn't given up a run. 15-0, Yankees lead the Mets. Yankees batting in the 7th inning. Robinson, Cano, and Hideki Matsui with home runs in the ballgame. Orioles lead the Braves 11-1 in the 8th inning. Ty Wiggins, 2 home runs. He's driven in 3. Pirates 6, Tigers 1 in the 7th. 2 bases loaded walks, part of a 3-run first against Dontrell Willis for Pittsburgh. The Phillies have just taken a 7-5 lead over the Red Sox. Still batting are the Phillies in the 7th inning. Jimmy Rollins with a go-ahead home run. Rocco Baldelli, Nick Green, and Josh Beckett all with home runs as well. Nats and Rays 4-4 in the 8th. Alberto Gonzalez is driven in 3 for the Nats. Gabe Kapler, home run. 3 ribbies for the Rays. The Brewers have come back to tie the White Sox 4-4 in the 7th. Corey Hart, 2 solo homers. Casey McGee, a home run. And the pitcher, Mark Burley, for the White Sox with a home run. Royals lead the Reds 5-1. They're in the 6th inning. Miguel Olivo is driven in a pair. Cubs 2, Twins 1 in the 6th. Giovanni Soto, the go-ahead RBI double. Before the game, the Cubs fired their hitting coach, Gerald Perry. They've lost 4 straight, scored just 6 runs in those 4 losses. Dodgers now lead the Rangers 4-2 in the 3rd on a Casey Blake 3-run homer. Mariners and Rockies 1-1 in the 3rd. Angels 1, Padres nothing in the 2nd. Vlad Guerrero, RBI single. NBA Finals, Game 5, Lakers and Magic at 8 Eastern Time. Lakers lead the series 3-1. No team in league history has come back from down 3-1 in the finals. NASCAR racing the LifeLock 400 at Michigan International. Jimmy Johnson leads 74 laps to go. In golf, Brian Gay, 5-shot lead through 6, final round of the St. Jude in Memphis. That's the latest Sporting News Flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
Who is your favorite worker? Honor their hard work and give them a chance to win $1 million by entering the Dickies American Worker of the Year contest. One outstanding worker will win $50,000, plus a chance to win $1 million at the Dickies 500. Go online to workeroftheyear.com and nominate your favorite worker. The Dickies American Worker of the Year contest ends June 30th, so enter now at workeroftheyear.com. No purchase necessary. Go to workeroftheyear.com for entry details and official rules.
So, Dad, what do you want to do for Father's Day?
Run with dingoes.
Less dangerous.
Swim through the barrier reef?
Something that might require pants.
Fine. I'd like to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet. They're open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Plus, they have a brand new menu and a special gift. $10 towards our next visit.
Cool. Then I want to go to Outback twice. And in between, I want to wrestle some sharks.
Let's go for lunch and we'll play it by ear.
Sold.
Dine with us on Father's Day weekend and get a $10 certificate towards your next visit. While supplies last, we open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino, and let's just say, let's paint a little picture for you. You're sleeping and all of a sudden you hear water gushing from your kitchen. You know what you know? This ain't good. What do? You need to pick up the phone and call a plumber. That phone call is to Superior Plumbing. They come out, they take a look, and they fix it right the first time, as opposed to the other guys. You know, the monkeys with a wrench? Don't deal with it. Superior Plumbing from minute one. As a matter of fact, here is Jay from Superior Plumbing.
That's right, D'Amino. Superior Plumbing experts are professional and able to diagnose serious plumbing problems with ease.
Pop quiz, guys. How many times have you blown it with the wrong phone call? Don't do it with your plumbing. You can't handle it. You know you can't. Get it done right the first time with Superior Plumbing.
Speaking of time, Chris, our plumbers understand that you have a schedule and we need to respect your time. Our plumbers are licensed by the state and insured against personal injury, property damage, as well as drug tested and background check.
And right now, if you call Superior Plumbing and mention 7-9 of the Zone, I'm going to give you $50 off your service. Call Superior Plumbing because you deserve more than a monkey with a wrench.
Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? Stop by the electronics department at Walmart today and pick up a TomTom XL325 for just $149. It's the GPS that's as easy to give as it is to use. And with its extra-wide touchscreen and clear spoken directions, Dad'll be every bit as good at finding the best way to go as he always assumed he was. So grab the new TomTom XL325 today for a great low price you'll only find at Walmart.
Smith's Old Bar, known for the best musicians and the greatest music fans under one roof, also has a few other things that you should know. Smith's Old Bar has an extensive menu and literally one of the best burgers in Atlanta. And every Thursday night, going into Smith's, where you can enjoy the world-famous Fox Brothers Barbecue. Besides the music venue upstairs, they have a large game room filled with pool tables and pool sharks looking for a game. And, of course, poker. While you're there, enjoy a cold Red Stripe or Bacardi Bomb at great low prices. And get qualified for VIP tickets to the Red Stripe Midsummer Music Festival in Inman Park. Smith's Old Bar has live music nightly, and our two featured acts coming up are Dirty Sweet on Sunday, June 14th, and Grayson Caps and the Stump Knockers Thursday, June 18th. Tickets are only $10 in advance for each show and can be purchased at TicketAlternative.com or Smith's Old Bar. Come to Smith's, where the best musicians and greatest music fans live. And remember, get registered for your VIP Red Stripe and Bacardi Midsummer Music Festival tickets. Ask your server for details.
When Atlanta sports icons have something to say, it all starts with an exclusive in-studio visit with the Boys of Mayhem.
Tom Glavin.
This organization boxes themselves into how a way in which they're going to do business, and they don't ever seem to go outside of that box. When I hear Frank Wren saying that over the last three games, my numbers were down, I asked him this question, Frank, based on what? Could have been handled better. Could have been handled a whole lot better than it was. I can assure you, the New York Mets would not have done this to me.
Only one Atlanta sports radio station has these types of relationships, and I mean all.